Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. We're wrapping up April. It's 4/29/24. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. You are so right.
Yeah, it's look at that.
Hey, you can say that again. Jay, you're so right.
Oh, no, you're so right, Jay.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, how about that calendar?
About that thing. It just one day after another.
It's a nice calendar you got, too.
Thanks, man.
It's a nice calendar. What's that background?
It's just some beach, like a Blake Shelton song. You know that one?
Somewhere. Oh, no.
Some beach.
Some beach.
Maybe I'll, you know what? Maybe I'll play that for you.
I've heard that song before.
Since you requested it.
Did I?
Sure you did. Roll back the tape. Roll it back.
Okay.
Roll it back. Rolling, rolling, rolling. How was the weekend, Steve?
Oh, it was great. Busy, busy. How about yourself?
This happened for the first time in a minute. Do you ever, when you're putting gas in your car, go inside while it's filling?
Ooh.
Or are you like so safety-minded that you stand there and monitor the filling of the gas?
I do that because I had a situation.
You had it like fall out one time and roll all over the ground and just keep pouring out, or what'd you do?
Friend's car. We were on spring break and we were driving from Missouri to Florida.
Party time.
Yeah.
With producer Steve.
And we were somewhere in Alabama.
Oh, it happens.
And they didn't have the automatic
shut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought they did. I was filling up my friend's car. I just stepped away, let it go, and ooh, that was a mistake.
Just kept pouring out.
Yeah. Oh, the car did not smell great.
Oh my gosh.
The rest of the way.
Yikes. I feel like that's not on you though, right? That's, you know, it's on them for not having the automatic shut off. Still,
sure.
Though, you don't want to risk it after that. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, I did because, you know, I live on the edge.
You're a daredevil.
Yeah,
Jay.
I mean, clearly. I know I haven't done that in a minute, but I, you know, traveling, I wanted to grab something to eat, use the restroom, grab maybe a drink while I was in there, grab my wife something to drink. So I walked in. This is in North Bend, which is a bad place to get gas for a lot of reasons. It's always packed and it's too expensive. But I was, you know, it's kind of where we were with the tank. So we go in, I go in, I come back out, and this has not happened for, I don't remember the last time it did happen, but I come out with my stuff and it already stopped filling. And I look at it and I was like, oh, wow. Cause it was over $100.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, man, how much is gas here? Why is it so? What just happened? I should have paid more attention. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it was like $4.70 or something like that. I'm like, yeah, that's the beauty of the other side of the state is it's just a lot.
Did you get a candy bar, too, with that?
Yeah, for $102. I mean, you should get like a free, you know, fountain drink or something. I mean, you know, what do they have into a fountain drink? Like 20 cents? You spend over $100 on fuel, and we'll give you a free fountain drink.
Or some sort of buy one, get one.
Yeah, some sort of deal at that point.
Yeah,
that's actually a good idea, Steve. You should run a convenience store.
Well, then I probably wouldn't make very much money.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, you think there was some markup on that fountain drink I got?
Nah.
No, there's, you know, $2.50 for a 25-cent drink. But, yeah, $102 was kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that was that's too much. Guys, that's too much. Just going to go on record of stating it right now. Well, then as you drive across the state, then I just started getting mad. Because I'm like, I paid $4.70. And then I, you know, get down the road to Cleelum, and it's like, oh, it's 4:39 here. Could have probably just gotten to Cleelum. And then I'm like, getting to Moses, like, well, it's 4:29 here. And it just kept getting cheaper as I got over. Then I got to Spokane and went back up again. But yeah, you know, $102 on a tank of gas is too much.
It's like when you go to a gas station and then right across the street, it's like 10 cents cheaper.
And you didn't pay attention until you finished filling?
Yeah. That's a little rough, too.
Should have just tried to make it to Idaho. Well, here's your song, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I could eat a whole cake. I could eat a whole cake. I really could, but I don't. I know that I haven't.
Can you prove it?
No. No, I cannot.
Kevin James.
How about tomorrow? You eat a whole cake.
I'm not eating cake.
Drinks 2 liters of pop, and I just sit here and do nothing stupid for a change.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Never happen.
Wait, you didn't eat cake?
No, Kevin would never do.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, that's him. Hi, Jay.
How are you, my friend?
Good to be here. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for letting me third wheel it up on Friday.
Cody Johnson concert.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was great.
Hanging out with you and DJ Denise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
She played some great DJ stuff last night on the drive home. She was DJing it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
She doesn't miss. She doesn't miss.
She doesn't miss.
No, she doesn't miss.
That's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, Jay, I do have to say, well, I don't know. At this point, I think Denise knows me well enough.
Sure.
And we've had opportunities of meeting, and I've messed up those and whatever.
Absolutely.
Like I do. And on Friday, I had the opportunity at the concert to, well, make tons more of weird, strange, unfortunate
introductions. Did you do?
Well, you know about one of them when we went over to meet your friend, her friend, I don't know who it was, some family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were kind of hanging out in the aisle.
Right, yes.
Some guy, he kind of was giving me this look, and then he goes, oh, you're from, you know, Jay and Kevin show. I was like, oh, yeah, hi, I'm Steve, blah, blah, blah. He said his name.
Yes, it was awkward. We were standing on the stairs. That was a little weird. It was kind of, you know, when you're talking to people, you know, at that point, you either stand in the row or you stand in the, you know, on the stairs in the aisle. Well, Aaron and I kind of had squeezed between the railings, so like we were between the going up and going down, and then you were kind of trying to figure a way to stand, so it was sort of awkward, but...
Yeah, I kept on moving, trying to get out of the people's way.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
It was an intermission between, you know, Justin Moore and Cody Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy, he was kind of looking at me, and then he goes, oh, yeah, and then I introduced myself, he introduced himself, we were chatting for a little bit. I could tell you his life story, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love when that happens.
Yeah, no, he was very nice. Pilot for Southwest.
And, oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And
shout out.
Yeah. And apparently he travels a bit to the Midwest. So we were talking about that because I'm from there.
Sure.
And the whole thing.
Right.
And then you got finished with your conversation. We were about to head back up the stairs.
Yes. That was great.
And I introduced him as Ryan.
Yes. Thank you for introducing him by the wrong name.
Yeah. That was not his name.
Yeah. That was great. And he was actually awesome about it, too.
He really was.
You're like, oh, this is Ryan. I'm like, hey, Ryan, nice to meet you. Yeah, thanks for listening. Actually, it's Josh. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
I looked at Steve like, what just happened?
I don't know why. I just gave him the name.
Wait, we're now just assigning people names?
Apparently, that's what I did.
Oh, wow. Okay. When you call in with a name and Steve assigns you a different name, don't feel like, wow, what is he doing? He's showing love.
I don't know what happened. I guess I thought he looked like a Ryan.
I don't know what happened either. I don't know what happened. I'm really bad with remembering names, unfortunately, and I've tried all the tricks, and I don't do a very good job of it, so it's kind of a bummer. But
yeah.
But I don't know if I've, you know, forgotten that fast and then still introduced them. Like, if I forgot that quickly, I'm going to leave it.
Well, I didn't think that I forgot.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Yeah, you were, like, very confident. Jay... Ryan, Jay. It's Josh. Oh, golly, that's weird now. Yeah.
Well, after I said it, I realized that I was wrong, and then I was like, wait,
oh, what? Did you? Okay, well, that's good.
Well, my face, like, maybe you didn't see it, but it instantly dropped after I realized what I had done.
Oh, no.
I said Ryan very confidently, and then I was like, wait a minute.
Is it Ryan? Doesn't feel like Ryan now. That feels wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But he took it in stride.
Yeah, he was great.
And then, you know, it was very loud, like it is at a concert.
Sure.
So when we were down in the pit area,
yeah,
and Kevin's ex-wife comes up to me,
right,
who I had never met before.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, you know, hi, I'm Kathy, whatever, very nice. And then I was like, oh, I'm Steve, but she couldn't hear me. And then I was like, well, that's stupid to say. Why did I introduce myself? Clearly she knows who I am.
Or she wouldn't have walked up to you. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right. So then she kind of like leans in to hear what I'm saying. And then I go, obviously you know who I am. Nice to meet you.
Which is even a weirder thing to say.
Yeah.
Like you're like, yeah, I'm a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and it was like.
You know me, Stevie Steve. What up?
Yeah, I'm like, maybe don't say that.
Maybe that's not the thing.
Yeah. So, and then she kind of walked away after that because.
I hope so.
Well, just because she was like going with
someone
else.
She was done. Sure. Yeah. That's the reason.
So our first interaction was, well, obviously you know who I am.
I am a pretty big deal.
I don't know. That might not have been the best thing to say, but I was, I don't know. And clearly she didn't say what I said the first time.
Yeah,
so.
She had no idea.
Yeah, so all she got was, well, obviously you know who I am.
That's hilarious. That would be a great way for people when they come up to you, you know, they're like, oh, hi, producer Steve. My name's Ryan Josh. How are you? Well, obviously you know who I am. Good grief.
Yeah. It would have been more appropriate had she heard the first thing, but.
Yeah. And did you feel like you ruined an introduction with our friends, Steve and Marianne? Did you ruin that too, or no?
Probably because, well, anywhere that I go, people think that I can't see if I'm standing behind them because.
Well,
you know.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah. I'm not the tallest person.
Vertically challenged.
So, I mean, it was a lot of, oh, can you see? Oh, can you see? Like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Don't worry about me.
I'm here in the back. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm really okay. But people find it necessary to ask me.
Yeah, so. And my wife will do that. She's like, well, bring Steve up here. I'm like, I think he's all right. Are you all right, Steve? Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't need to ask me. But, I mean, I guess if you do, that's fine too.
Oh, man. Well, it's nice that you made all these new friends with imaginary names. Good for you, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
What were your friends' names again? Ryan?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
$15,000 a week, Steve. We could split that. Like, Jay could get $5,000.
Uh huh.
I could get $8,000.
Huh.
Because I responded to her. And Steve, you could get whatever's left. That's still a lot of money per week.
Yeah.
Do you realize what that is in a month?
Kevin James.
$60,000 a month, Steve.
Is that right, Jay?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, let's do math early in the morning. It's always fun and usually very, very accurate.
Well, plus or minus.
Yeah, give or take. I don't know. It's fine.
99% accuracy.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget you can download the app. Take us with you wherever you go. It's super simple. It's free. Just search Coyote Country. What do we have for you today? We've got some Scotty McCreery tickets to give away here in a little bit. We also have some CMA Music Fest flyaway qualifiers. The CMA Music Fest it's the longest vacation we give away every year.
Yeah, I mean, this is super nice.
Five nights, mm-hmm. And four huge concerts in the stadium there in Nashville. So if you'd like to go to CMA Fest, we'll qualify. In fact, we'll do it right at the end of the audio vault here in just a minute. We'll give you a chance to qualify in about 5 minutes. So, that's a huge thing. Plus, what else do we have coming up? Oh, yeah, there's the Secret Sound. Shh. Secret.
Huh?
Secret Sound, yeah. Secret Sound coming up at 7:20. What's that up to?
You know,
you always
ask me when I don't have it pulled up.
And 782, I'm going to guess.
You are correct.
Is that right?
You are. Did you not really not know?
No, I was just trying to remember from Friday.
782 is right.
782. Oh, man. That's the first thing I've remembered in a month. So, 782 coming up at 720. And if you missed it, There was a clue on Facebook from over the weekend with our friends Warren and Bruce. So
yeah,
check that out. Check out all the wrong answers on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com.
Yeah, Warren and Ryan did such a great job.
Warren and Ryan and Ryan and Bruce and Ryan and Steve and Tom and Jerry.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry were great. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, names are hard,
Jay. They are, yep. From Idol last night, let's see, do we want the country? Let's do the country people that sang last night. Mia Matthews sang.
I got my heart set, my feet wet, and he don't even know yet. No one needs to know right now.
I won't give results today. I'm not going to give results just in case somebody's like, you know, waiting to catch up. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Willie Redhead riding shotgun.
Will Mosley. Big Will.
Turn down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, and then not quite as big, Tristan Harper, he's the 15-year-old.
He's a mother trucker, undercover lover, thinks I'm in trouble, takes a swing and walk, and brother sits on.
And speaking of country roots, might as well give you Emmy Russell, too. She's, you know, the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one left, you're right, best trip.
Did you watch any last night, Steve? I did not because I was still on the road coming back from Seattle. But did you watch the show?
I totally forgot that it was on.
Oh, okay,
so.
All right. Well, Shania was on as a mentor. I saw that.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. So, and they had to choose songs from the year that they were born.
Oh, that was the... I was trying to figure out. I was like, what is
yeah,
the
yeah, how
theme?
Did they choose? What was the theme? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is weird. When you hear Tristan Harper sing that Jason Aldean song, you're like, wait, that was the year you were born? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well... So anyway, I won't give up the results because, you know, again, it's one of those deals. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, I don't want to spoil it for you. But they did kick off a couple people there due to the top eight. Also, Stagecoach was over the weekend. I don't know if you heard some of the stories from that. Plenty of things happened at Stagecoach. It always does. We'll talk more about that throughout the day. But there was collaborations. There was surprise performances.
Sure.
People tend to pop on the stage at Stagecoach just because of the proximity to Hollywood. So it gives...
Right.
Celebrities who might be in the area more are more likely to jump onto the stage. Reba made a quick appearance. You know, she's out there filming The Voice. So when she pops on with Miranda, that's kind of a surprise. Lots of surprises. Post Malone was there. He had some songs. And then he also covered, you know, he likes to cover country songs because he likes to, you know, he likes country music. And obviously, in fact, he'll be having a new one out with Morgan Wallen here soon. But he sang a little Tim McGraw last night, or I should say Saturday night.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing, and he was 8 years old.
He now has a 2-year-old, Post Malone does.
A little girl came to the party, holding a fishing pole.
He sounds good on that Tim McGraw song.
His dad looked down and something changed your mind.
Hey, you've ever been to Stagecoach, Steve?
I have never. Have you? I've never been.
Do you want to go to Stagecoach?
Do I want to go? Ooh.
I mean, it's a giant outdoor music festival. Is that something that's in your wheelhouse?
I mean, how much time do I have to spend in the sun?
All of it.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a lot of shade at Stagecoach. I don't think there's...
Boy, that might not work out so well.
So no, is what you're saying.
I mean, it would be fun. I just, I do not tan. I burn. It's a problem, Jay. And I don't know.
And so no to that.
I mean, I think it would be fun to do one time and that would be it.
Yeah, I mean, you could lather with sunscreen, put a bucket hat on, carry an umbrella. You should be fine.
I don't want to be.
It's a great look.
I don't want to be that guy.
It's a great look. You're just walking around. I don't even think they allow umbrellas in the festival, so it's
probably
even worse.
Probably not, yeah. Have you been?
No, I've never been to that one. Someday maybe, but yeah, it's just timing-wise, because of when it is, it has never worked out. It's not easy to go someplace in April, so we maybe now that we no longer have basketball players in the family, maybe. Which okay. We'll have to see.
You want to go next year?
Sure, let's go.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, Miranda and Reba had a little three-song set, and Jelly had a set with T-Pain where they covered a Toby Keith tribute at Stagecoach. So there was a lot of things that happened. They always do. Brad Paisley was on with Post Malone. So yeah, there was a whole bunch of those things, which is kind of cool. I like the collaborations, and which some, of course, are a surprise and some are planned. But I think the Reba one surprised everybody.
Yeah, she is just everywhere.
Yeah, she really is.
And do you think now maybe Post Malone is thinking about releasing like a country album? Is that in the future?
He was going to, but Beyonce beat him to it, so that's not going to happen.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I got one more for you. I wonder if how many people have dogs that can sing.
Seems like there's an awful lot.
I feel like we get these every once in a while. This lady sings and her dog sings along with it. I guess sings. I don't know. But the funny thing is, a lot of times dogs will howl and it sounds like singing. Mm-hmm. But usually it's something, some weird noise, maybe that, like, you know, triggers it. This lady's quietly singing and the dog just kind of like feels like it's singing with her. And if anybody's dog does this, please video, send it to us. I want to know if we have any singing dogs in the audience.
Ooh, big yawn. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when it's dark away.
And it's not like she's a bad singer. I mean,
yeah.
Why would you? I don't know. It's weird. But if your dog can do that, if you got a, you know what? Stupid dog tricks. That's it. We're doing it. Send the video in right now. Stupid dog tricks. Yeah,
dog idol. That would be.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
That would be rough.
Oh boy.
That's your audio vault for a Monday. It's Monday. What do you want? It's 6:38. Honestly.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go ahead. Name your top five favorite car parts.
How about battery?
Battery, yeah, that's a good one.
Kevin James.
Very good one,
yeah,
actually.
Triple A's and stuff.
Your car might run on triple A's.
It might, actually.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations. Amanda just qualified for the CMA Fest. Five-night hotel stay, four big days of concerts, airfare for two, hotel, blah, 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 blah. All the stuff.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so congratulations to Amanda for qualifying. Text line open. You can text in right now all your comments and questions.
To the text line.
We like to open the text line on Mondays and jump into it. Janine said that her dog started singing when that dog was singing.
For real?
Yeah, so maybe Janine, little video, send it in and you can shoot it over to us on the same number. You can text us in at 519-441-0999. You can text in the videos of your dog, quote unquote, singing. So there you go. Let's see, what else do we have here? What was the clue for the secret sound? I mean, it's on our Facebook page. Is it still pinned to the top, Steve, so it's easy to find?
Yeah, I didn't take it down.
Okay, so you can see the video of Warren and Bruce and Josh and Ryan, whatever names you'd like to call them. That Steve's very good with names. So
I'm sorry.
Well, you're sorry to Josh. I just fine. Yeah, so you can check it out there. I guess if you don't have Facebook, text me and I'll text it back to you. It's not. This clue is not the secret. The sound is the secret. So,
right.
I mean, we've given the clue out. So, you know, But yeah, that's where you can see it. And then you know what? It's better to watch the video. I'll just say that. It's better to watch the video.
It is. It really captures the moment.
Oh, man. And Bruce, just listening to all the things that he says in that video. Oh, my gosh. You can see why Warren gets so tired of having Bruce around, because he will not stop jabbering. That is really something.
I was going to say, it's really something.
It captures the Warren-Bruce dynamic very well. You can kind of, if you look into it deeper, that little, how long is that clip? Like 15 seconds?
Yeah, something like that. I can tell you the exact amount if you want.
It's close. It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, you know, 15 seconds or less probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You will get everything you need to know about those two and their friendship in that 15-second clip. So I say check it out.
To the text line.
Wait, Rick, do you really not have social media? So you want me to text it to you? Oh, okay. Kevin took a couple days off, by the way. That's what people asked too. Did Steve get royalties for using his image on a mascot? Oh, somebody texted in a guy that looks like... Oh, this guy does look like you in the Mascot Hall of Fame. Yeah. Wow, I don't know what mascot that is. Max the mascot?
Like the actual mascot or the person who's playing the mascot?
No, the mascot itself. Yeah, there's a picture of a guy named... I don't know if this is... It says Max, Mascot Hall of Fame. And this picture looks exactly like you.
I don't know if I like this.
It's not a bad picture.
Let me see. Where?
Max the mascot?
Are you talking about, is this guy like wearing a green tie?
Yes. Tell me that's not you. Look at how big and muscular he looks. And
I think all mascots are muscular.
All right. You take that picture and you put it up on our social media and you say, does this look like producer Steve? And everyone's going to say yes. And then, you know what? Put side by side with your face. And you can make that, you do the same thing, like arms, you know, hands on hips, head tilted, kind of looking down. That's you, babe.
Steve, Max, Ryan,
yeah,
Josh.
All the things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom, for sending that in. Oh, it's from H&R Block.
I was going to say, I like, it says league corporate mascot.
No, man.
Like they're in different leagues.
But you need to post that side by side. I'll take a picture of you standing just like that. And you know what? There's a lawsuit to be had here. You did not give, unless you gave permission and I didn't know about it.
Unless I didn't know about it.
Well, you clearly didn't, but that's a picture of you. Thank you so much, Tom.
What in the world? How do you even find that?
That's great. That is you, baby. Do you have a green tie? Because maybe we can wait till tomorrow to do it.
No, I don't think I do. Yeah. Or at least not straight up green.
Yeah. Well.
Boy, that is...
Here's the deal. Let's save that picture. Tomorrow... Bring in any tie and any short sleeve shirt that you have button up, and let's put you side by side.
I don't know if I want to play this game, Jay.
I love this game. Oh my gosh! You know, it would be a fun game. What's a mascot? I mean, it's not really. I guess it's kind of a mascot, maybe. I mean, it has a mascot head, right?
If it's in the Mascot Hall of Fame,
well, that's true. What mascot looks most like you? I mean, that's a dead ringer. All right, well, we'll post side by sides for those who would like to see it.
To the text line.
If you're like Rick and you have no social media, then you just have to take our word for it.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to what is this mascothalloffame.com.
I guess
it's right there.
Oh
boy,
man.
Max.
I love it.
This is something else.
I don't think so. Larry off the text line. I don't think Kevin took the 2 days here for last second Bloomsday training. I don't think that's true. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know for sure.
Well, come on. You never know.
No, Kevin does not want to do Bloomsday. He's made that abundantly clear for the last, you know, 30 years. He's not doing it. My wife seems to think you're doing Bloomsday with her, which is hilarious. She won't let you out. She keeps saying, okay, Steve, see you at the start line.
Oh, so that's not a joke. See, I thought we were joking. Yeah. I thought this was the whole thing.
Yeah. Well,
I thought we were Abbott and Costelloing.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. Make her mad, go for it.
No, I mean I'll go. I'll do it.
You'll do Bloomsday.
I mean, because you can walk it, right?
Yeah, you can walk it.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people walk it.
I'd walk it. I just don't know. Is that what she's thinking?
No, no. She's going to run.
Is she actually doing it?
Even injured, even with a bad knee, she's still going to go, oh, I'm going to limp through 7.5 miles, even though I'll probably be in the hospital afterwards. I'm going to keep running.
Yeah. Is she actually planning on doing it, though? For reals?
Yeah, she'll do it. Yeah, she'll do it.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to do it, though, sign up. I think it's before, is it Thursday? Don't quote me on that. You could probably look it up, but the fee goes up from like 35 to 50, I want to say, at some point this week. So if you're gonna do it, Steve, sign up, you know, today or tomorrow. I think I want to say Wednesday or Thursday the price increase.
I think it is the second.
Okay, so Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
It might be the first, but yeah.
Just double check it.
If I walked it though, I'd have to be in like a different heat or section or color
you'd be,
or whatever it is.
You'd be in the back. She doesn't really want to do it with you. She just wants you to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it out loud.
I mean, I kind of want to do it. I might do it.
You should do it. I mean, it's a fun experience. You just move to town. You do Bloomsday. It's the world's largest timed road race. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm at least going to come down and like observe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool too.
That's my plan at least. Maybe I'll walk it.
Register right now. Go to it.
So
bloomsday.org.
Yeah,
no, bloomsdayrun.org actually, I think it is.
Yeah, and I can be in any section?
No. They will put you in a section based on the fact that you've never done it before and that you want to walk.
Okay.
They will put you in the appropriate section.
Okay, that's all I need to do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it out. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. We'll see.
I like it. Well, you know, you made progress over the weekend. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
Also, quickly, this one, would Jay rather do Stagecoach or the music festival he goes to in Minnesota?
Oh, good question.
Wee Fest is the one that they're speaking of, W-E. That's W-E Fest, Wee Fest. I would say probably that one just because it's tradition and, you know, it's like one of those things. It's a family event and we got a cabin nearby, all the things. So
Wee!
Wee Fest. Wee! This is so fun!
Yeah.